over here.
Yeah, I really need somebody to help me with this, because when I find so many a day, day after day after day, I just don't have time. You know, a lot of people say, well, when you find one, write it down. Well, I don't have time when I'm doing, because I'm on a mission. I'm going down there doing a grid search on the beach, going everywhere, and then...
Do you do it like a grid search?
Yes.
Yeah, every time.
It's methodical.
There's a focus. He's looking down.
There's a system.
It's not over rocks. It's over bedrock and everything.
Is this like meditation for you? Is this relaxing for you, or is it...
Yeah, actually, it is relaxing for me. That's what I love to do. I like to find stuff. And as you can see in my rock garden here, I've not only
found
fossils.
Stuff. Yeah.
I've got stuff from Nevada. I've got agate from Nevada. I've got jade from California. I've got garnets from Nevada and lots of crystals and stuff.
Wow. I particularly love the story of on one, like, 50-mile-an-hour sideways rain on the beach, he's down there doing a grid search, looking for fossils, and he damn near tripped over.
Oh, a glass float.
One of those glass floats.
If I would have just looked up when I walked down the bottom of the trail.
The big ones.
I would have seen it right off the bat.
He didn't see it until it was literally 3 feet in front of him.
You've trained yourself out of seeing them now.
Well, I trained myself, and I'm looking down.
Not a fossil, not a fossil.
I'm looking right here in a 3 foot.
Looking down, I got about a 6 foot wide area and about 8 feet in front of me, and that's where I'm going, and go down the beach and take 3 steps over and come back up the beach and take 3 steps over and go back down the beach. Mm-hmm. So,
well, Ken, what's your most spectacular fossil find? Your most special, like your heart was beating. Oh my God. What have I? Oh, you fall to your knees and this is it. The glory.
The Holy Grail.
It's probably the billfish.
The billfish.
The marlin.
Yeah, because that.
And you let Kirk Johnson take it away.
Yeah. He made a copy for me, or a cat, so I guess it's okay. But
it's a beautiful marlin skull, and yeah. I came here and sketched that out for you in the old...
Yeah, I drew it on the patio.
So what was it like when you found it? What the heck did you think it was?
Well, I thought it was a whale skull. When I first saw it, I looked down in the water, and I thought, it's petrified wood, because I saw the big, thick, bony jaws on the thing. I thought, oh, man, I don't need another petrified wood. And I started backing away from it. And I'm looking at it again. I go, man, that looks weird. So I just went down and I reached down and I picked it up again. And I was going, oh, my God, this is a...
It's got eyes.
This is something. It's a whale of some kind. That's what I thought it was at first, was a whale. And then you should have seen the trail. I had to pack that damn thing up.
What was it? What did that weigh? 81?
No, it was 59 pounds, I think.
Well, you've
somewhere
actually
56, 59, somewhere in there.
Drug whale skulls up the beach now with a winch and everything, right?
Yeah, I've got a hand truck now with wheelbarrow tires on it, and I got a piece of shrimp net that I can put around the fossil. I tie it to the hand truck, and off the beach we go. Usually I have to go a different way to get out than the way I come in, because the way I come in, there is absolutely no way to get that thing up that.
Do people
go an extra mile down the beach just to get up on the...
Yeah, what's it like? I mean, people must look at you like, what the hell's that guy doing?
I don't
when
really
you're
see a whole
rocks.
Lot of people down there.
You know,
so.
There's usually nobody down there, so he calls, you know, phone a friend and says, honey, would you go down and pick me up and take me back to my truck?
Yes, there's a couple of times I've had to call Lucy and have her drop me off in a spot. I've had her drop me off at Otter Rock, and then I'll park my truck down at 68th Street, and so walk from
Otter Rock.
Well, I did it there, but all the way down to 68th Street, which is three miles or something.
That's a long ways.
It's too darn long.
Okay,
here's the other question: what do you really want to find that you haven't found yet?
What I really would like to find is an Adiocetus. That's on my bucket list.
Oh, that's on your list. Yeah. What's an Adiocetus?
That's that combo toothed and baleen whale.
It's the combo.
Yeah. So that's the one that
Doug Emlong found. Where did Doug find his?
He found his down at Seal Rock.
So he cleaned that place up. There's nothing left. Emlong got it all, right?
Lots of sand.
Well, I don't know.
You are Doug Emlong reincarnated from...
You know, there's kind of a funny story there, too. I guess he passed away when he was 38, and I found my very first fossil when I was 38.
Uh-oh.
which was really kind of odd.
And, but you have to tell
him the conjecture
story.
On whether or not he jumped or he was pushed or he didn't. Well, he wasn't pushed, but or if it was an accident. Doug Emlong was an incredible fossil collector who lived here in the same vicinity, had a rock shop and a gallery on 101, and he was a painter and a singer, and he was a troubled soul, but he was famous, and just about everything he ever found went back to the Smithsonian, and now you're kind of repeating that, but what's your Emlong connection story?
Well, there is an Emlong connection story, because back in the 70s, my mom and dad owned the Dairy Queen in Depot Bay, and come to find out that this guy used to come in, I didn't know even who he was, he used to come in all the time and sit down there and I'd bullshit with him. Anyway, one time he asked me if I wanted to go fishing with him. So I said, sure. So one day we went fishing at
Rocky Creek.
So we went fishing on the rocks there.
Now what? I'm sorry, your dad was?
Mom and dad owned the Dairy Queen in Depot Bay.
The Dairy Queen.
Yeah,
all right.
So
a guy came in and said, you want to go fishing? And yeah. So you're a little boy, and so let you go fishing with a stranger?
Okay. 16 or 17.
All right, so you were older. Right,
and I was,
okay.
I was still about 6'5", so nobody.
All right,
and
we're going to mess with you. All right.
Yeah, my dad told me, he says, oh, be careful of that guy. I said, don't worry about me, Dad. I can take care of myself.
All right, so anyway. Seems like, okay.
So.
Wants to take a young man fishing. Yeah.
Dad
right.
Dad was a state trooper.
Oh, okay.
A detective
right. So,
at that
okay.
point.
Oh, okay.
Right.
He may have known things that I didn't know.
He's a state trooper and
me.
Ran this Dairy Queen.
Well, mom,
mom. Okay.
Mom right. This is Dad washed the windows on the weekends.
All right.
You know, get the salt off the windows because. Anyway.
Gotta see whales.
So anyway, I didn't even realize who this guy was until I was back at the Smithsonian, and I've seen pictures of Doug Emlong when in the National Geographic and all that stuff.
No, you're making this up. I know where this is going.
But okay. I saw his obituary picture and I was going, that's the guy. That's the guy who took me fishing.
He told me he ran across it and he's like,
so there's my connection, the only
this.
Connection I have, and I didn't even realize. I don't know if he ever talked to me about fossils.
Wow.
I don't remember.
I haven't heard this story.
You haven't heard that one?
No.
Yeah, I didn't realize who it was until I think I was in
You're
Nick Pyonson's
up.
No, it's in Nick Pyonson's office, I think. And we're looking through a bunch of stuff from Emlong.
He called me from D.C. and that night and said, you will never guess what I saw and what I put two and two together on.
Yeah.
And then he told me about the
story. He transferred his power to you.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but that was the last thing I expected, because I'd only seen him as a real younger guy until they.
What you think?
Until.
Kismet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was weird.
That's
kind of weird.
Sending a chill down my spine, man.
Serendipity.
So. Yeah. That was,
Doug Emlong. I'm going to have to dig into this. Doug Emlong probably never fished in his. Where'd you go fishing?
Right at Rocky Creek. There's some rocks right down there. We fished
the
off some
highway?
Rocks.
The old
right
highway?
At the bottom.
You never talked about fossils or?
No, I don't.
You never
recall.
Saw this guy again?
Maybe
he took fishing. And
maybe he did. He used to come to Dairy Queen.
He'd come in and get burgers and fries and
or whatever.
You know,
sit at the end of
the
counter
time.
And just bullshit. Because I worked there when I was a kid for mom and dad when I was in seventh,
slave
eighth,
labor.
Ninth grade or something like that.
Oh wait, no, $1.10 an hour.
Whatever it was back then.
Wow.
Child labor.
Yeah.
Huh.
But I didn't know you didn't hear that story, but yeah.
No, I haven't heard that one. But
yeah, when I saw his obituary picture,
that's freaking me out.
That's the guy who took me fishing.
Hmm.
But I don't recall anything about fossils.
Uh-uh.
All right, last question. If you could time travel, go back in time. What epoch, what paleo period would you want to go to?
Oh,
any time.
Well,
it's
got
to be in the past, no going into the future.
Well, you know what I'd really like to do is I'd really like to come back to right here.
Right now? No.
To see what the coastline and everything looked like back here during
23 million years ago.
Yeah, 15 to 20 million years ago when this area was however it looked. I would like to see the animals that I'm finding now.
Yep.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are
We're about ready to starve, and he knows it.
There's a buzzard above us.
Do they ever come pick at your bones?
No, they actually like to come down here in the middle of the driveway and hop around and argue with each other, and they're about this big. They're about 3 feet tall.
Yeah. Wow. So, Megalodon was alive out here, but you, chances are you'd never found a Megalodon tooth, but you found a Megalodon when you went back east, right?
I did, but I found the Otodus shumantensis out here, too.
You found a...
Bobby Bosnecker's got that Mace Brown Museum.
Oh, the tooth.
Yeah.
Oh, so you did find a tooth. And you found shark vertebrae, too, right?
I've got many...
Beautiful.
I've got several shark vertebrae. I think there's going to be some there at the aquarium on display, and I still got 15 or 20 around here.
Those are my favorite. I love the shark vertebrae and the fish vertebrae just because they...
Yeah, they're beautiful, aren't they?
They just squish down and spread out, and they're just
shark vertebrae are beautiful, just circular.
Yeah, they're...
So you don't think...
Symmetrical.
Frank's turd is a turd.
No, I don't.
Oh. So with that, I think.
It's time to eat.
Yeah.
Got another
time.
Yeah, let's eat some pizza.
Eat some pizza.
Thank you. Paleo nerds. Over and out.
Well, that was fun.
It was. And you know, I wasn't there, but I love the background noises, the planes going over and the birds. It just really made it sound like I was there as the listener.
It was a real special night. It was really cool because my daughter was with me too, and Lucy was there, and just chilling out, looking at fossils and talking to a really fun, cool guy. Kent's a good man.
Yeah. He obviously sounds like, he does it for the love of it. That's what's really cool.
Yeah, and we'll have some pictures of his collection there too, so you can see that on the website. And I look forward to, I want to bring him up to Alaska and let him loose in some concretion-filled beaches that I know of.
Yeah. My beach down here in Surfers Point, where the Ventura River meets the Pacific Ocean, has these huge round cobbles. I mean, some of them are probably 50, 60 pounds. But I can't tell, I think they're mass wasting from the mountains 20 miles in. So
there's a distinct look to a concretion. When you get the search image in your head, when concretion is rounded and it's usually...
But they have to be in a strata that an animal died in. It can't just be sandstone or shale.
Right. So,
I mean, what...
If you know the formations, and, Kent's hunting in the Astoria Formation, so if you know that you're in that territory, where the outcrops are, got to go to where the fossils are. But, you can spot them.
Is the Astoria Formation Eocene?
No, it is...
What is it?
Miocene.
It's Miocene. Okay, so I'm going to look on my little chart here. That's 23 million years to 5 million years ago.
It's quite a stretch, but the Astoria Formation, we can have that information on our website. We'll look it up.
Yeah, but what was it? Was it like a floodplain? Was it on the coast?
It was
coastal.
Did
these animals die in the ocean?
It was coastal. It's a marine deposit. Yeah, so it's a marine deposit.
Oh, okay. So a seal would die or a whale would die and it would just get buried if this...
It's, the key to fossilization is rapid burial. So it had to be in a situation, and this is where the artist and the ventriloquist need the scientist to chime in and where the situation is. But actually, you know what? Yesterday, Michelle and I, were in Kansas here. We went to Mushroom Rock State Park. So about 20 miles from Lindsborg here. And what these mushroom rocks are, they're massive concretions that are about 10 feet across, and then there's limestone or sandstone underneath them, and that's what's weathered out. And so I'm in Kansas.
You're at the WIS. You're in the Great...
The Western Interior Seaway. So I'm on the eastern side of it. And so I'm right here, and not too far from me, I'm basically at the shoreline in eastern Kansas.
You're not under 1,000 feet of ocean?
Well, that's a little farther to the west, but I'm on the shore. But these concretions are really massive, man. I'll send you a picture. They're pretty crazy looking.
Is there anything in them?
Well, they've weathered away, and they don't want people coming and smashing them.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
that would kind of ruin the park.
Yeah, it kind of would. In fact, go ahead.
What I related to was when Kent was talking about, and Lucy mentioned this as well, his wife, that there are certain collecting times of the year, because in the winter, the storms remove all the beach sand and expose all these cobbles, which have the fossils in them. But in the summer months, the sand kind of accumulates and buries all these cobbles. And I go down to Surfers Point in Ventura every week. So I watch the shifting sands and I watch the cobbles appear and disappear. And we're talking tons and tons of rock get moved around by these storms. It's phenomenal, the amount of power that it takes to alter this landscape. But I see the same thing. Right now it's covered in sand. And in the winter, the sand all goes away and these huge piles of debris, of broken wood and the runoff from the canyon, from the winter storms, fill up the beaches. And it's an ever-changing place. And that was so cool because...
And I think that's kind of what it takes, is a local who's really attuned to the changes on the beach. And that's what, you know, Kent knows when there's been a big storm, he knows maybe wait a day or so, and he knows when the time, and he's already been searching that area, so he knows when something's different, and he'll get, especially the low, low tides, it can get way out there. I think that marlin skull that we talked about in the episode was a really super low tide.
Does he have like a shed with his stuff in it, or just is all around his house?
Dude, he's got like a shed, and then he's got an annex to the shed, and I think he's building an annex to the shed. I mean, he is actually beginning to think, you know, and he's an older man, not as old as me or you, but he's about to retire. And like I said, he's thinking about what's going to, he does not sell his stuff. So he does not sell.
Right.
And so he's considering what to do with his collection. And he's talking to the, you know, the place where they should go. Legacy.
Well, that was great. That was great.
A fun interview all around, man. I'm glad that you you were able to take that iPhone interview that I did without you, Dave.
It was fun if you were there.
You got to meet this guy. So
I will. When life returns to normal, which hopefully might be soon, maybe not, but maybe. But
well, dude, drive up the coast and see my show before it closes. Okay.
When does it close at the Newport?
April 22.
Oh, so there is time. All right. Well,
you got nothing to do.
I'll drive. I got nothing to do. I'm an empty nester now. So, and I am odorous. I am odorous.
Yeah, man, Stinky Dave. Moment. How many do you get? You stay for a week, man. I can smell you from here.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. The smell stays.
Jesus.
So this is David Strassman signing off from smelly Ojai, California, where the Mephitis holzneri did his thing in my trap.
The odoriferous. Yeah, Strassman signing off there. But this is Raymond Troll signing off from a very different place, man. I'm signing off from Lindsborg, Kansas, where the sun is shining and it's going to be like 95 degrees today. Very different for the old Northern Troll, but I'm enjoying it. So, hey, man, good talking, and do another show here soon, dude.
See you next week. See ya.
Thanks for being a paleo nerd. Help us spread the word of science. Rate us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can even email your questions and comments to nerds@paleonerds.com. Did you know each episode is paired with pictures and links? Check out paleonerds.com for photographic evidence that everyone here has been a paleo nerd for a long, long time.
Just got the good bad news. Hand me down my traveling shoes. Yes, our love was just a lie. Don't want you to see me cry. You'll always love me so. to know. Even fools must have their pride. So the pain I try to hide. Try to find a way to bring you back to me someday. When I dream of your embrace, there's a smile upon my face.
wait for the light to shine.
If you find your friendless home, that weary, lonesome road,
wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine, shine, shine. Wait for the light to shine.
Pull yourself together, keep on looking for the sign.
Wait for the light to shine.
Don't forget your brother as you travel through the land.
Wait for the light to shine.
In trouble and may need a helping hand.
Wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine, shine, shine. Wait for the light to shine.
Never give up hope or cast your pearls before the swine.
Wait for the light to shine.
Trouble fool you and your sin will all be gone.
Wait for the light to shine.
Don't forget it's darkest just before the break of dawn.
Wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine, shine, shine. Wait for the light to shine.
Keep these words before you as you walk the narrow line.
Wait for the light to shine.
Signed, sealed, and delivered, a package containing my heart. To open, remove the wrapper, but please don't tear it apart. You tore out my heart when you left me. You left me alone and so blue. I'm sending it special delivery. Please handle with care, it's for you.
high. All I do is hang my head and cry. Can't forget her though I try. All I do is hang my head and cry. Oh, I know not how to ease my mind. Since she's left our world of love behind, every time I see her passing by, all I do is hang my head and cry. Still lingers on, and my weary heart keeps asking why. All I do is hang my head and cry. Foolish pride, oh pride, what have you done? You have time I see her passing by, all I do is hang my head and cry.
Many years ago, in days of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows come. Then winding down an old familiar pathway, I heard my mother call at set of sun. Come home at supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home at supper time. We're going home at last. One day, beside her bedside, I was kneeling, and angel wings were winnowing the air. She heard the call for supper time in heaven, and now I know she's waiting for me there. Come home at supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home at supper time. We're going home at last. In vision, now I see her standing yonder, and her familiar voice I hear once more. The banquet table's ready up in heaven. It's supper time upon that golden shore. Come home at supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home at supper time. We're going home at last. We're going home at last. Lonely days and lonely night filled with despair. caused me to long for someone who cares. Then I heard Christ say to me, this promise I've made, lo, I am with you now and forever, be not afraid. I'll never be lonely again, never again, for I have opened my heart's door to him. So I'll brush away the tears and forget my foolish fears. I'll never be lonely again, never again. If you're longing for a friend, loving and true, turn to the Savior, he waits for you. He will do the same for you as he did for me. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. Trust in him and see. You'll never be lonely again, never again. If you'll open your heart's door to him, so just brush away the tears and forget your foolish fears. You'll never be lonely again, never again. You'll never be lonely again, never again.
This is the very first day since you left me. But I've tried to put my thoughts in a song. And all I can hear myself saying, as I still can't leave your home. I still can't believe that you'd leave. Do was so wrong. There's just too many unanswered questions. And I still can't believe. I'm alone, but I'm still living. I don't like it, but I'll take it till I'm strong. And all I can hear myself I still can't leave your home. Still living.
I don't like it, but I'll take it till I'm strong. And all I can hear myself saying is still can't believe. Still can't believe you're gone.
Softly and tenderly, I'll hold. Softly and tenderly, I'll tell you of your charm. Softly and tenderly, I'll whisper your name and pray to God in heaven that your love will remain. We'll keep the love light burning like a beacon. Our hearts together and throw away the key. Softly and tenderly, I'll pray to God above. We will live forever in our world. And hold you tight. So gently I'll kiss you when I come home each night. It will be a little like heaven with you in my arms. We'll have our love forever to keep our hearts warm. We'll keep the love burning like a beacon on the sea. We'll lock our hearts together and throw away the key. Softly and tenderly, I'll pray to God above. We will live forever in our world.
The worst thing I did was when I married you.
Yeah.
You're giving me a bad time and you won't be true.
Oh.
Better heed my warning, woman. This can't go on. I'm gonna be boss from now on.
Oh. Elso.
Told the truth, you would apologize.
Yes.
I know you've been calling up other guys.
Oh.
Shut your big mouth, woman. Put down that telephone. I'm gonna be boss from now on. Other half mean. The bed is never made and the kitchen ain't clean. Make up that bed, woman. Get in that kitchen where you belong. I'm gonna be boss from now on.
Oh.
Oh. heart ain't clean. You're the triflingest woman that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Now listen here, baby, you better get gone. I'm gonna be boss from now on.
My phone, they always tell me that you're not at home. I've written you letters and knocked at your door, but don't worry, darling, I won't bother you anymore. So answer the phone when it rings, darling. If somebody knocks, let them in. You don't have to be afraid that it's me, 'cause I'll never bother you again. Oh, do it pretty, Billy. Somebody told me how you sit and cry, 'cause you found a new love since I have been gone, and wish I'd forget you and that I'd just leave you alone. So answer the phone when it rings, darling, and if somebody knocks, let them in. You don't have to be afraid that it's me, 'cause I'll never bother you again.
Broken hearts. The reason we've not called a family reunion, we knew she wouldn't be there. But since we've thought it all over, Mama, we knew that your spirit's still there. No, no, I can't forget the hours. You're the only one, Mom, and sweeter than the flowers. No, no, there's no need to bother. To speak of you now would only hurt Father. Seems so good to see us together, but I had to look after Dad. Oh, no, Mama, when I passed by your coffin, I didn't want to remember you, Dad. They all gathered around and I stared at their faces. All heads were bowed and mighty low. But that was one time when we all had to face it, though it hurt us so bad, you know. Oh, no, no, I can't forget the hours. You're the only one, Mom, and sweeter than the flowers. No, no, there's no need to bother. To speak of you now would only hurt Father. Oh, no, Mama, we'll never forget you, and someday we'll meet you up there.
The battle was over at Custer's last stand, and taps were sounding for all the brave men, while one lone survivor, wounded and weak, Comanche, the brave horse, lay at the general's feet. Comanche, you fought hard. Comanche, you tried. You were a good soldier, so hold your head up high. For even the greatest sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, you gave your all. Silent, your deeds did speak loud. If your buddies could see you, I know they'd be proud. The symbol of bravery at the little big horn. Poor old Comanche, your battle scarred and torn. Comanche, you fought hard. Comanche, you tried. You were a good soldier, so hold your head up high. For even the greatest sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, your own. Comanche, you fought hard. Comanche, you tried. You were a good soldier, so hold your head up high. For even the greatest sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, you gave your all.
I know that I won't forget you, for I've loved you too much for too long. Though you don't want me now, I'll still love you till the breath in my body is gone. That's how it is with me, and you'll always be the only love I ever knew. I'll forget lifetime. But my darling, I won't forget you. That's how it is with me, and you'll always be the only love I ever knew. I'll forget many things in my lifetime, but darling, I won't forget you.
I don't need you, I don't need friendship, and I don't need flowers in the spring, and I don't need you, and you surely don't need me. I don't need love and affection, and I don't need peace and harmony. I don't need you, and you surely don't need me. But we both want it bad enough. Yes, we both want it, don't we? I don't. I don't need your loving arms around me. Oh, all I need is to be free. That's what I keep telling myself, and I tell you, you don't need me. I don't need children in my old age, no, my cluttered leaves around the trees. And I don't need you, baby, and I know you don't need me. But we both want it bad enough. Yes, we both want it, don't we? And I don't need you, baby. And I know you don't need me. Now we don't need each other, baby.
Wine and we prepared to dine. I knew I was feeling out of